Item number six, action, Target Range grant funding. Mr. Steve Hall.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Steve Hall. I'm the education director, responsible for hunter education in the Target Range grant program. Today we have three amendments to existing projects for you to approve. And also we want to look at the criteria and recommend new criteria for rating these projects. Just like with the boat grant program, this grant is a 75-25% match, and it's from the hunter safety apportionment of the federal assistance fund. The three projects that we would like to amend in terms of adding funding to their projects, one is in its last and final phase, is the Washington County Hunter Education Training Center there at Brenham High School. They're going to break ground, I believe, next week and on the initial site from phase two, and then this phase three will go into fiscal year 08 and help them complete that project. Also, the Elm Fork Shooting Park would be into their phase two of their project. This is the largest shooting range for rifle and pistol, and it abuts the shotgun range, which also serves over 100,000 people a year in that county, so it's an important range to us. And finally, another important range to us is the Hill Country Shooting Sports Center in Kerr County. This is an Olympic Training and Development Center. It was nominated for that 2 years ago, and it's just a super project. We're involved with the Air Hall, which is an indoor facility for not only use in hunter education and archery, but it will also be used for international air gun competitions. Staff looked at the criteria for rating grants, and we've recommended changes to these criteria to give added considerations to urban ranges and also directly support those ranges that directly support our youth shooting sports programs. All ranges must teach hunter education. That's the current requirement of the grant. The current criteria are the population of the county, whether it's a new facility in that county or not, the geographic distribution of ranges in that county, and then the hunter distribution. We've modified the criterion we have for you today. As recommended, a simplified version is to really focus on the urban ranges and give priority to urban ranges by small, medium, and large markets. Also, we want to give priority and emphasis to recruiting for two new projects that we have coming up, and that's the Texas Youth Plays and the Scholastic Sports in Schools project. The Texas Youth Plays project resembles the Archery in Schools program, which I brought forth to most of the commissioners back in January. It is a program of the curriculum, and we're starting with the ag science teachers. We have 800 certified hunter education instructors in the ag science program that teach hunter ed in schools. These teachers have collectively agreed to undertake they've got hours, 80 hours in their curriculum. They want to undertake at least some shooting or live firing processes, and they want to start with this program. We trained 43 of them in July. Of that 43, we're sure to get at least 10 to 15 pilot schools going this fall semester in trap shooting. And as part of the curriculum, that's a huge deal for us, because shooting sports in schools, just much like archery, there's a few barriers that we face in terms of attitudes, thinking that it's a dangerous activity, and it really isn't, and we have to educate folks on that fact. The support of the existing Texas Scholastic Plays program, Commissioner Parker, I'd like to recognize him for his foresight and leadership on this process. This past year, he brought to you the ideas from a group of commissioners from multi-states, and one of those was the program in Tennessee of the Scholastic Plays. We're excited about starting that program. I think that certainly the Youth Plays project will evolve into that, but the Scholastic Plays involves trap, skeet, and sporting plays, and it's already existing in Texas. It just needs a lot of support from this agency and from our programs, and that's what we aim to do. And finally, a Junior Plays project of a lot of different organizations. Texas Sporting Plays Association has a Junior Plays project. This is an after-school project that essentially some of these school kids can go to, but also the 4-H shooting sports and other NRA projects can send kids to the Junior Plays event. But this is one that recruits new shooters at some of these existing events by giving recognition and entry to shooters that haven't shot competitive rounds before. And this will be kind of a neat way to obviously to recruit youth into some of the existing ranges around Texas. So we've got a lot going on in our shooting sports efforts in hunter education, and certainly we want to give priority to ranges that really promote those sporting projects. Our recommendation before you today then is to go ahead and authorize the executive director to approve these three amendments, but also to approve the new criteria at Exhibit D for rating these grant applications. I'll be happy to address any questions.
Sure, any questions? Yeah.
Yes, what is the total funding for this program, total amount of funding?
Total funding is small. It averages $300,000. Last year we did have a additional monies in the hunter safety portion, and we actually kicked it up to $700,000. It fluctuates because the monies in the target range grant program can and may be used for wildlife management programs as well.
Thank you.
Go ahead, either way.
How many kids are currently participating in this class plays program?
We'll have 10 to 15 pilot schools this fall, so we'll have to see. But that average is roughly 20 to 30 per class. So it'll be 200 to 300 to start with. Now, one note or one point is that the Texas 4-H Shooting Sports Project, which we support to a great degree, has 10,000 kids involved, and we're a great partner of that. Hunter Education's been a partner of that for over 20 years. So we, and Charlie, with his Sporting Clays mobile shooting sports, and you've met Charlie Wilson, he reaches 6,000 a year.
Wow.
But this is the in-school component, and that's tough. It's tough to get the shooting sports as part of the curriculum.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Parker?
Yeah. I want to tell everybody that Steve Hall, I've never had an original idea. when I heard about this, Steve Hall jumped on this with both feet. He is taking it very steady.
Graham.
I feel like that in
the too distant future that Texas
will have a 40-play, not a 40-play, a 20-target shooting program in
many, many 250
kids. I got an email from another Orange and White State.
to the east of us, that they won state of Tennessee. But in
not too many distant years, Steve Hall is looking at
true orange and white.
Okay. Okay, there you go. He's throwing down the challenge, I think.
I'm not sure the Aggies appreciate that.
Yeah, right. Good thing going up there.
Could I ask one question? If for instance, a community wanted to begin this program, do they contact the Parks and Wildlife office in their community?
Correct. And we'll actually begin announcing that and do news releases this fall. As we look at these pilot projects, we do want to meet with the Texas Education Agency prior to that, and the Ag Science coordinators for Texas already approve it, but they also want to meet with the higher echelon in the education agency to try to educate them on the fact that the shooting sports are safe,
right.
Obviously getting safer, and these kinds of activities fit well within the high school outdoor adventure program. In other words, it jives with their Texas essential elements and knowledge.
Right. Thank you very much.
But, Steve, you mentioned ag science teachers, but does that really take you into the urban areas, particularly inner city? I mean, is there any way to attract those schools or how many?
Yeah, we do have some notable ag science programs. One that you saw yesterday, the Texas Youth Hunting Program with CG's down there in Houston, is in the inner loop. It's a popular program, but I would say we're going to start with those that the Canon wants to do it, and then you create that essentially that competition, and then you get a lot of schools that say, well, can we do what they're doing? And that's kind of how to recruit schools from the bottom up. We also obviously want to go from the top down and get the support of key administrators.
Mr. Chairman, the program that dealing with the issue of sporting guns. Really, where did the sporting guns
begin? How did it come to the community? The thing is that Sam Timothy is exactly like Steve is
doing it.
And we're encountering everything of how they did it and
playing in
operation.
Seven years.
And this past school year, the
school board, the school superintendent
of Winter City,
Memphis,
called
the Tennessee
people and said, we want this.
So because of the program of attraction, essentially.
It's gonna, you know, it's not gonna be like archery where we have archery with the PE teachers and in the gymnasiums. Facilities are a limiting factor, and of course that's why we're gonna try to tie these two programs together.
Wonderful. Any other questions for Steve? Great. Thank you, Steve. And I don't have any anybody signed up. Is there a motion on this item? Okay. Bivens in a second. Okay, Montgomery. All in favor?
All right.
All right, great. Thanks, Steve. Thank you.